This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dr. Mark Gregory joins me this afternoon. He's a senior lecturer in network engineering at RMIT's School of Engineering, expert on internet security. Now, Apple's issued a global operating system upgrade. It kind of seems like alarm bells are ringing, like the whoop, whoop, you know, the sirens are going. Is this something we should be really concerned about? They're saying you need to update your device right now. Is it that serious?
Yes, it is. It is very serious, and people should update their devices immediately. But more to the point, what they're not telling you is that if the researchers have found these holes in operating the system, then it means that the bad guys have as well.
Yeah.
And so the smart thing is that people should be changing their passwords on their devices and bank accounts and e-commerce and social media. Anything that you use through the phone, you should immediately take steps to protect.
So what do we know has happened in order for them to react this quickly and put out that stronger message? What's actually happened?
Well, what's happened is that a research group have looked at this new software update and have found that there were some quite glaring holes in the software update. They've notified Apple, and Apple have immediately reacted and put out this patch.
Right.
The problem, of course, is that it's a systemic fault of these companies, Microsoft, Apple, Google, to use the general public and research organisations as beta testers. This software should be thoroughly tested before it's released.
Yeah, it seems like a kind of a silly way of going about it. Maybe cheap, perhaps.
Absolutely, much cheaper. And the problem is that at this stage, the customer base hasn't reacted, in a negative way. I mean, we haven't been having the class actions that we really need to have to force these companies to do what they're meant to do. And in this case, part of the problem is that if someone's hacked into a device using one of these weaknesses, stolen all the information, well, they're going to use that information later to break into your bank account or into your social media and, steal some other information. But they're not going to put a message up saying, well, we got your credit card details from your Apple device. So when people lose money out of their account or their credit card, it's very difficult to link it back to the manufacturers of these mobile devices.
Yeah. Okay. The key is right now, update your device. Good to talk to you, Dr. Gregory.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Matty. Bye.
Thank you.